There is a touch of fall in the air across eastern New York and western New England. Some spots started the day in the 30s. Of course, those are the typically colder locations, but there's no question that it's a day that has the feel of September. Temperatures are mild, but they're not too warm, and the humidity levels are quite low. Dew points are running in the 50s in many spots, and in some areas, the dew points have dipped back into the 40s, and that is refreshing weather for this time of year. And it looks like the weather conditions are going to be very pleasant as we go through late afternoon into this evening. And if you are a fan of warmer and more humid weather, well, that's going to come back relatively soon. We'll see a gradual warm-up, and we'll see a gradual tick-up in the humidity over the next couple of days. So by the weekend, it's going to feel like summertime once again, with temperatures running in the 80s. A couple of spots could make a run at 90 degrees, and with the humidity, it's going to feel warmer than that. But in the short term, things are looking very nice through the next few hours. We do have some additional cloudiness right along the international border, and there is the chance for a couple of showers, but for most of us, the weather is going to be absolutely great as we move through the rest of the day. Lows tonight will be largely in the 50s, so it's not going to be quite as chilly as last night, but that's still very, very comfortable for this time of year, and we could see a few 40s in the mountains once again. Some areas of fog are likely to form as we go through the night. And tomorrow looks to be a mainly dry day through most of our area. There is a little front that will be hung up across the north that could set off a few showers and thunderstorms, but for most of the area, it's going to be a rain-free day. It'll be fairly bright. It'll be warm and a bit more humid. It's not going to be tropical humidity, but you are going to notice some mugginess. Temperatures tomorrow will be largely in the 70s to low and mid-80s. There's the chance for a passing thunderstorm Saturday and a better chance for thunderstorms on Sunday. Quickly to the tropics, where as of mid-afternoon, there were two tropical depressions, one southwest of Jamaica, another east of the Leeward Islands. Both storms are expected to intensify in the coming days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of showers, especially near the international border, patchy fog with lows in the 50s to around 60, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a bit more humid, with highs in the 70s to low 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, patchy fog, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and a bit more humid, a high of 78 to 84. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and a bit more humid, with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warmer, and a bit more humid, a high of 80 to 85. Region-wide on Saturday, warm and more humid, maybe a passing storm, highs in the 80s, and on Sunday, hot and humid with scattered storms and highs in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.